Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, May 19th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, we learned that during the Ferguson riots, protesters were getting handouts from George Soros, some getting $5,000 per month. And Hillary condescends to talk to the press, kinda.
I might. I'll have to ponder it. But I will put it on my list.
All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
A few weeks ago, I did an in-depth report on what they're not telling you about the Baltimore riots. It received a lot of mixed reviews. A lot of people called me a racist for pointing out the fact that the very real, very raw rage of the protesters was being co-opted by race baiters and funneled into an establishment agenda. Well, the truth hurts.
Well, if you needed any more proof, a leaked list shows that Ferguson protesters were paid by a Soros front group. This is Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment. Ironically, the details came to light after activists protested outside the protest office of Moore last week in St. Louis. A sit-in was held to complain about the fact that activists hadn't been paid the money they were promised for taking part in demonstrations. In an effort to quell infighting, Moore was forced to release a list of who had been paid what. Tweets published by Moore also confirmed that the organization hired people to protest. As the Washington Times revealed, Moore was just one of the groups that received a share of the $33 million invested by billionaire George Soros into the Black Lives Matter movement. This just further underscores the fact that there is nothing grassroots about this movement. Black Lives Matter is a phony AstroTurf campaign funded by the establishment. This is why it has only served to discredit opposition to the genuine problem of police brutality. Unfortunately, the authentic rage that bubbled out of Ferguson, Missouri last year was swiftly co-opted by big money and powerful left-wing interests.
Activists have even started a hashtag online, cut the checks, in order to demand their money. Now, it appears that some more notable activists, like D. Ray McKesson, has been paid, while others haven't been paid, and this is causing even further infighting. And T.O., who was the founder of another group organizing protesters as well, one of the recipients of some more Soros funding, he seemed to indicate that because all of these activists were fighting over getting paid just $2,700 each to stop making a fuss, he's saying that now Moore is going to pull away from some of their events in Ferguson over the summer. It's going to affect their ability to protest in other places over the summer. And it'll also mean that they're not going to be receiving any more jail support. So no one is going to be bailing them out. Obviously, Jay-Z and Beyonce will take care of that. We're learning that they did bail out some of those protesters there in Baltimore. But that's just it. That's the point. Whoever controls the money controls the protests. So that's what's going to happen. Meanwhile, in Baltimore, we're seeing an alarming spike in violence. Officials there are reporting dozens of shootings and murders in the past few weeks following the riots. Some people are concerned that police are hesitant to crack down after six officers were charged in the death of Freddie Gray. Some residents report not seeing a single officer in Sandtown since the riots happened. And Sandtown is an area that was once at the heart of April's unrest. Community leaders say curbing the violence means solving a systemic problem. Without jobs and possibilities, kids feel like they have no alternative, so they've got to turn to violence. And Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake says it's uncertain if the spike in crime is due to low police morale. But in the meantime, community leaders are asking residents to step up and do their part to keep their neighborhoods safe. And with these Baltimore riots fresh in everyone's mind and the outcomes of three high-profile police shootings in Cleveland, that city as well is preparing for some potential unrest. Now, city officials there are also reaching out to community leaders to help keep these protests peaceful. Police and city leaders have assembled neighborhood outreach teams, including religious leaders, sports groups, motorcycle club members, and former gang members to build relationships, keep their ears to the ground and listen for any rumors of any planned unrest. A member of the city's community relations board, Edwin Paris, said he doesn't really get the sense that this city is the type of city that's going to rise up and cause havoc. But as rumors of protesters visiting from Baltimore and Ferguson continue to swirl, he says that he is concerned about the prospect of outside agitators using these protests as a cover to cause unrest. And we are getting reports that buses are indeed bringing in some Ferguson protesters, and Cleveland PD is telling everyone they need all boots on the ground. No one's getting any paid time off until all of this is settled.
Ja'Kari Jackson and Joe Biggs in Cleveland, Ohio, right outside the Justice Center, which also encompasses the police headquarters. We are awaiting the verdict to see what's going to happen with Officer Brillo. As you can see right now, things are very peaceful. They have off and on sporadic protests, but nothing huge that we've been able to witness thus far. As you can see, no National Guard, no SWAT teams. Now, there are people concerned. Many of the community leaders are reaching out to everybody possible, which includes biker clubs. You guys probably heard about the shooting in Waco the other day, so they even reaching out to the biker clubs, youth brigades, anybody they can talk to who they think may be able to calm the situation down, and that is the case right now. Everything seems to be very calm, very collected. You know, only time will tell when they release the verdict. They said we'll get it today at the earliest. So I'm very curious how it's going to work out, especially when you consider the Cleveland Cavaliers are now in the NBA Finals. I believe their first game is tomorrow, which is going to bring a lot more people into the city. So if they decide to release it later in the week, they'll have that to contend with.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now I'm here with James Fuqua, and we were just talking about the Michael Brillo case and trying to find out what people think about it. So what's your take on this entire case and what the outcome is going to be?
Well, here again, the problem is deeply rooted, and this is another example of a possible explosion predicated on that. But I do agree that the longer you prolong it, the more radical the explosion is going to be, okay? Whether it's guilty or not guilty, there's going to be opposition. I am a firm believer that if you go ahead and expedite it and let the chips fall where they may, we'd be better off as a society and a community. But to brace us for an outcome is almost a setup.
Well, yeah, because it's already been going on 3 years now. Yeah. And then they came out and said, all right, it's going to be next week. And now we don't know when it's going to happen. So that's what's making it worse.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that because it is what it is. And we're hoping and praying that we can do it with decency and in order, regardless of what the outcome is. No one's going to be totally pro and no one's going to be totally against it. So I'm one that's kind of sitting back hoping that everything comes out all right with as little destruction as possible. We don't need buildings burned down. We don't need cars burned down. We don't need children's lives in danger. But I do agree we need to bring this to a halt, though.
All right, well, thank you for your time today.
Ja'Kari Jackson here in Cleveland, Ohio. Of course, we're waiting the verdict of the Brillo case. But in the meantime, I want to talk about stuff that's free. As you can see on my shoulder, there's a giant stamp that says free. And I guess people like George Soros wanted to use that when he actually got the bill for sending violent people into towns like Ferguson, Missouri to wreak their havoc. Because we have the article on the site today done by Paul Joseph Watson talking about how there's a animosity, there's a Twitter campaign, there are people outside protesting in Ferguson, Missouri, and not so much police brutality. These are people who were paid, funded by George Soros to go in there and kick up drama in that city. And now the bill is coming due and Soros wants to give them a giant free stamp. But as he's finding out, the people aren't so happy. They said, hey, I went out here, I wreaked your havoc, I held your signs, I did all the stupid stuff you wanted me to do, and now when it comes time to pay the piper, you're saying that everything should be free. So we'll bring you more updates as they develop here in the city of Cleveland. Ja'Kari Jackson, Joe Biggs, you can find more reports on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. When it comes to you and your family's health, InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
My name is Alex Jones. Most of you know me from my syndicated radio program and my documentary films, as well as InfoWars Nightly News. When I got on air 20 years ago, I had discovered the globalist program, their plan to take over the world, and my focus went from running 6 miles every other day, swimming 2-3 miles a couple times a week, and lifting weights to focusing on fighting the globalists. I've gone from 279 pounds all the way down to 235 pounds, and the weight's going off even faster. Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, and Oxy Powder. Those three products of the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products are the most important from my own personal experience. And it wasn't just that my weight loss accelerated. My muscle mass increased. My stamina, my energy levels exploded. Now is the time to take action. Start your journey today with the Alex Challenge Pack. It's the trifecta of change. Secure yours today and get free shipping for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Take a look at how Hillary hide-and-seek Clinton responded to a Fox News reporter's request for her to finally take a question.
Yeah, just wait. Yeah, maybe when I finish talking to the people here. How's that? I might. I'll have to ponder it. But I will put it on my list for due consideration.
Good Lord, she is such a snarky witch. Can you imagine having to listen to her give a weekly address for 4 years? You think President Obama is bad with press access right now? Look at how Hillary has run her campaign. I can't imagine her taking any hard-hitting questions from the White House press corps if indeed she becomes the next president. Now, she did actually respond to reporters today once it was clear that reporters have stopped asking her what she had for lunch. Now they're finally going to start hitting her. So she, you know, she wanted to get out in front of it. So she did respond, take some questions from the press today. And she once again reiterated the fact that she really wants her emails to be made public. Gosh, if I really wanted my emails to be made public, maybe I shouldn't have sent them out printed in boxes so that the State Department would have to hire 12 full-time employees to sift through each and every page, some of which are double-sided. She might as well have just sent them out in Braille. Very clever, Mrs. Clinton.
Yesterday, we learned that the State Department plans to release Hillary Clinton's emails in January 2016. The proposal came Monday night in a document related to a FOIA lawsuit Vice News filed in January. They were seeking all of Clinton's emails. 12 state staffers have been assigned full-time to reviewing the Clinton emails, which were provided on paper by Clinton in banker's boxes. State says the scanning process took 5 weeks and was complicated by some of the printouts of Clinton emails being double-sided.
I have said repeatedly, I want those emails out. Nobody has a bigger interest in getting them released than I do.
State Department officials have cited the need to prioritize this Clinton email project because the Iowa caucuses are due to be held February 1st, 2016. That's just 2 weeks after their proposed release. How convenient. Well, today a federal judge rejected that plan, saying the state must propose a new schedule that involves disclosures of a batch of the emails every 60 days. Clinton's emails have been a subject of intense interest from a House committee investigating the Benghazi attacks. Some of the emails revealed that Clinton forwarded unsubstantiated intelligence on Libya to top officials at the State Department from Sidney Blumenthal. Blumenthal was not an employee of the State Department, rather a longtime family ally, an employee of the Clinton Foundation at the time. Blumenthal was working on business ventures in Libya that would have required State Department permits. The Benghazi committee hopes to ask Blumenthal who, if anyone, was paying him to prepare these memos for Mrs. Clinton and whether they were among his responsibilities at the Clinton Foundation. Investigators are also interested in whether the planned business venture in Libya posed any potential conflicts for Mr. Blumenthal or Mrs. Clinton. Proposed business partners sought meetings with Clinton aides in early 2012.
Andrew Malcolm at Investors Business Daily reports that this is our new normal. Obama tweets and Hillary Clinton chit-chats. Ramadi fell over the weekend to terrorist troops of ISIS, but thank goodness the weekend weather enabled President Obama to get in a game of golf. And then on Monday, quick, look over there. Obama debuted his very own Twitter page. Hillary Clinton, who is engulfed in scandal, hosted yet another small event in Iowa with media access so controlled the Secret Service parked cars to prevent a clear TV viewing of her entering the building. And we're also getting reports that the Secret Service raced 95 miles per hour down the road to avoid any run-ins with the press. Now, Clinton had nothing to say about the ongoing collapse of the Iraqi army. Clinton, if you'll recall, was Secretary of State at the time when all U.S. troops left Iraq and a large power vacuum.
What difference at this point does it make?
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
He's a good guy to me. Guess what? He's my friend. Guess what? I don't condone what he does, but as far as a person to person, he's my friend.
Kim Jong-un, 32-year-old North Korean leader of 4 years, recently executed his defense chief in front of hundreds of people with an anti-aircraft gun. Apparently, Defense Minister Hyung Yong Chol fell asleep in meetings and backtalked one too many times. Kim Jong-un had Chol placed just 100 feet in front of a ZPU-4 anti-aircraft gun despite its 26,000-foot range. Chol was then brutally annihilated while hundreds of military personnel reveled in the bloodshed unleashed during Jong-un's continuing reign of terror. A defector recently divulged the execution of Jong-un's aunt in May of 2014. The Supreme Leader ordered his senior officials to have her poisoned to death. It turns out that Kim Jong-un's aunt, Kim Kyong-hui, was a little upset after Kim Jong-un had her husband, Jong-un's uncle and mentor, stripped naked, thrown into a cage, and eaten alive by a pack of ravenous dogs. Kim Jong-un's uncle had suggested that Kim focus on large-scale economic development rather than building a water park and a ski resort that Kim Jong-un then had constructed after his aunt, uncles, and 30 of their advisors and helpers' assassinations. The United Nations proposed a commission of inquiry on alleged human rights violations back in 2013. With all the bleeding heart liberals tossing in their 2 cents every time you turn around, wouldn't it make sense that North Korea's human rights violations would be a major issue? Citizens are routinely rounded up, tortured via sleep deprivation, beatings with iron rods, and forced sitting or standing for hours and regular sexual abuse of female detainees. Crimes against the state and crimes against the people are essentially the charges behind placing not just those accused of political crimes in jail, but everyone related to that person. Parents, spouse, children, even grandchildren. The camps these political prisoners are sent to are very similar to what transpired in Nazi Germany. Starvation, no medical care, lack of clothes and housing, torture, executions. South Korean officials estimate that 80,000 to 120,000 people may be imprisoned in one of the many Kwanli-so camps. Now there are Japanese reports of widespread cannibalism due to the lack of food for the general populace.
With tens of millions of people starving, millions starving a year, Vanity Fair doing a report there admitting the only meat sold on city streets was little baby parts. And that's all the wealthy can hardly get is long ham, sweet pork, human meat.
It appears that if Hitler had been alive today, one would have to assume that our so-called leaders and plastic statesmen would have just ignored him.
We will respond proportionally, and we'll respond in a place and time and manner that we choose. It's not something that I will announce here today at a press conference.
Worse than that, my grandparents' generation would have never allowed themselves to have been subjected to legalized CIA propaganda humanizing Hitler to their generation once the prison camps were public knowledge. They would have just taken him out. Instead, Kim Jong-un's presence conditions the world to tolerate and even accept psychopathic, tyrannical domination.
So this is their plan, is to bankrupt you, is to dumb you down, is to poison you like you're a roach they're spraying with poison. They, on their power trip, they've decided we're just going to roll over and die. How about if we don't go along with that? How about if we identify them and their program instead of Hollywood stars and who's pregnant this week? See, the minute you start focusing on what's important and not on what they tell you important, is game over.
John Bound, Infowars.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. When it comes to you and your family's health, InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Social engineers' propaganda is so weak and perverse, a 5-year-old can see through it. That's why I asked my father if I could be part of the show ever since I was 5. And he's finally let me, so that together we can help each other break free of the matrix. truth is, I'm just one little person, just a little coal, a little ember in the fire of liberty. But if we all join together, we can become a roaring blaze in front of the establishment. So join me today. Waking up is so easy. Sometimes it's hard. All you've got to do is not be arrogant and pompous and realize that there's social engineering all around you. Just look at the city of London behind me. All that infrastructure, all that industry went into creating one city. That's basically what the government is doing with our propaganda, with the propaganda right now, trying to build a state based on lies and evil. Well, I'm not going to stand for it, and neither should you. One great way to break free in the Matrix is to understand lies.
Lies.
I know that sounds simple, but look at all the lies in the world that we, the people, accept, and the people that start the lies get away with.
What difference at this point does it make?
Look at Al Gore.
The Earth has a fever, and the fever is rising.
By 2013, he claimed, the ice caps would be all melted and the polar bears couldn't live anymore. What a lie.
Last September 21st, as the northern hemisphere tilted away from the sun, scientists reported with unprecedented alarm that the North Polar ice cap is, in their words, falling off a cliff. One study estimated that it could be completely gone during summer in less than 22 years. Another new study to be presented by U.S. Navy researchers later this week warns it could happen in as little as 7 years. 7 years from now.
And now the quote-unquote inventor of the internet is back with NASA, and he claims this year that the South Pole will melt.
I am super duper ethereal.
The facts are in. The science is clear. Pay me money or the penguins shall die.
Oh no, the penguins are doomed.
The White House claims that gun crimes and gun murders are way, way up, but in reality, they're over 50% down.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
These are just two lies of the legions of lies that are marching right now upon our freedoms and taking away our rights. Are we going to stand for this? No. Go to Infowars.com and learn the truth. You are not a sheeple. You are free. And never forget, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
That sounds kind of extremist, sir. Where's my carbon taxes? Pinguino!
And someday, when the world is rid of Man-Bear Pig, everyone will say, thank you, Al Gore. You're super awesome.
That's it for the show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, please become a subscriber to the Alex Jones channel. We have finally made it past 1 million subscribers, and we absolutely appreciate it. Please share with all your friends, and you yourself, hit the subscribe button. And also, you can head over to PPTV and become a subscriber there. Your subscription will get you instant access to over 18 years worth of content. The nightly news comes out in HD. And, of course, you can share your username and password with up to 20 people at the same time. And we certainly appreciate you helping to run this operation. That's all thanks to you. We'll see you here again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Prepare yourself for a perfectly outrageous motion picture.
Howard Beale went up there last night and said what every American feels, that he's tired of all the bull...
For sakes, Diana, we're talking about putting a manifestly irresponsible man on national television.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
Why me?
It was your own television, dummy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Howard Beale.
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Thing sucks!
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. He just said he was going to blow his brains out.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Congresswoman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by, if you will. Right now in Miami, Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges. The judge is reading the charges, including resisting arrest and driving under the influence. He's appearing now before the judge for his bond hearing.
I want a show developed based on the activities of a terrorist group.
Well, I may. I'm gonna make a TV star out of you.
You're gonna be a household word.
Osama bin Laden is just one person. He is representative of networks of people. Who absolutely have made their cause to defeat the freedoms that we understand, and we will not allow them to do so.
Death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
NATO is in command of the entire U.S. military publicly. Homeland Security now says their mission has nothing to do with al-Qaeda or Muslim extremists. It has to do with the Tea Party, who will launch police-killing terror attacks any minute. With no evidence of that, now it's beginning. The borders are completely wide open. Tens of millions of people are flooding here as we speak, hundreds of thousands a month, pouring over the borders, being given driver's license in California to pull the lever to ban guns. We are in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country right now.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. And we sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Network television will never be the same.
Good.
Get on the ground!
Oh, I love this country so much.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Who are they
going to fight a war against.
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Multiple sources tell CNN as many as 40 veterans died while they were waiting for medical care at this VA facility.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million he has 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and this sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
These folks are getting paid to be racist.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now.
Stick your head out of the window, open it, then stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to the
window.
Where
are you going? I don't want to see if anybody's yelling.
Open it and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling. I'm
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.